what women want and what men want, and noting that this is more relevant to same-sex couples than it might at first appear, and that it's about more than just dating. You've probably read a few lists like this over the years. This one comes from a counsellor, sex educator, and sex therapist who has personally taught over 10,000 people how to have better relationships and great sex. Let's get into what might be the most tried and tested list of the 10 things that women want and the 10 things that men want once the noise of socialization is stripped away. Firstly, what women want from men. Number one, to be treated with kindness and respect, to be given the benefit of the doubt, and for her to know that he will help make sure that her home is emotionally safe for her. Number two, for her to be held to account in loving, caring ways, to be forgiven when she has erred and apologized. Number three, for him to have a solid understanding of the issues women face, for him to never belittle those issues or allow others to, nor to make jokes that are at the expense of women. Number four, for a man that is in touch with both his masculine and feminine sides and who is proud of both. Number five, for a man that is willing to discuss his contributions to the relationship intentionally and openly, such as things like income earning, child rearing, caregiving, domestic work, social organizing, and property maintenance, and for him to recognize her equally valid contributions. Number six, for him to be in support of her right to live a life free from all forms of violence. Number seven, for him to be strong like an oak when needed, but also flexible like bamboo when needed. Number eight, for problems to be brought to her first, and for him to never trash talk about her with his friends behind her back. Number nine, for him to give affectionate touch inside and outside the bedroom, to be proactive in making offers, and to demonstrate reverence and respect for her body and sexuality. And secondly, what men want from women. Number one, to be treated with kindness and respect, to be given the benefit of the doubt, and for him to know that she will make sure that his home is emotionally safe for him. Number two, for him to be held to account in loving, caring ways, to be forgiven when he has erred and apologized. Number three, for her to have a solid understanding of the issues men face, for her to never belittle those issues or allow others to, nor to make jokes that are at the expense of men. Number four, for a woman that is in touch with her both her masculine and feminine sides and who is proud of both. Number five, for a woman that is willing to discuss her contributions to the relationship intentionally and openly, such as things like income earning, child rearing, caregiving, domestic work, social organizing, and property maintenance, and for her to recognize his equally valid contributions. Number six, for her to be in support of his right to live a life free from all forms of violence. Number seven, for her to be strong like an oak tree when needed, but also flexible like bamboo when needed. Number eight, for problems to be brought to him first, and for her to never trash talk about him with her friends behind his back. Number 9. For her to give affectionate touch inside and outside the bedroom, to be proactive in making offers, and to demonstrate reverence and respect for his body and sexuality. Yes! In these two lists, every point is identical, just gender flipped. We keep being sold the lie that men and women are alien species who need completely different things. It's a profitable lie. It confirms what we think we already know. It excuses us from working on our gender socialization, and it keeps the clicks and the courses and the books and everything else coming. The truth is beautiful in its simplicity. We all want respect, safety, fairness, affection, and good sex. Everything else is noise. The more we exaggerate differences, the deeper we dig the gender trench. In contrast, the more we treat each other as humans first and as representatives of our gender second, the faster that trench collapses. I don't have a way of measuring this, but it's worth noting that currently the advice is very lopsided. For every article telling women how to improve for men, there must be 20 or 50 telling men how to improve for women. And those 50 often contradict each other, leaving the well-intentioned reader in a situation they can't win. They're also sometimes done with a revengeful vindictiveness that might make the author feel temporarily good, but does little to help us actually get along with each other. Gender-neutral advice does none of that. It refuses to prejudge you by your chromosomes. Seeing people as individuals who happen to have a gender, rather than as being nothing but their gender, is the ultimate act of equality. A degree of pride in your gender is essential, but taking pride in tribal difference always comes at a price. That's why pride is a vice. How about that capitalism, huh? I want to talk with you about a weird way that capitalism is actually kind of functional. It's to do with this podcast. Firstly, I want to stress it's okay for you to just listen to this and not contribute. I say just listen because it's not nothing. By just listening to it, you're engaging with my material, you're probably having chats about it with others, and really, that's all I'm doing this for. I can tell that you are there because I can see you in the total number of downloads, and it means a lot to me. This relationship works for me. It's okay to just listen. At the same time, I know that some of you want to show a more active level of support and are in a position to do so. This is where capitalism comes into it and doesn't actually do a half bad job. I've set up a Patreon page, which, in short, is an easy way for you to contribute. And it's very meaningful to me. I used to be skeptical about paying for podcasts, but eventually I had to ask myself how it differs from paying for books, or for videos, or for workshops, or for therapy, all of which I pay for pretty consistently. And this, my friends, is my version of a book, or a workshop, or a whatever. So I feel okay about asking for a donation through Patreon, if you're in a position to do so, and this has been meaningful for you. So the link is in the show notes and also on the Curious Creatures website. If you're not in a position to contribute, please don't feel guilty about listening to this for free. I appreciate you, and I appreciate having you on this ride with me.